Okay, Tzimit Tzadik Beisiv Zayin, we're at the Ramah. We learned the 2.5 sifim last week of Tifa Shanaf La'adayfin Akli. And we get to a very important Ramah, as we're going to see. First we'll learn the Pashtus HaRamah. There are three parts to the Ramah. The second part is the most important, but everything is important. Just one of them has ramifications beyond just what it says. So let's try to go beseder. The Ramah starts Hachi Nog that goes on before the Im Nishbach. New case. It's a case not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's a case of Nishbach Cholov Eishar Issa Reisech Agabi Karka. We're going to talk here about milk that spills out and comes into contact with other pots, with other things. So it says the following: Im nishbach cholav ishar isa reseach al gabi karka. If cholav or any isa reseach, we'll talk about milk just to keep it simple, spills onto the ground. In other words, someone's cooking and the pot tilts over and spills out, or it boils over and it spills out, and it spills onto the ground. Agabe karka. So now, what is the status of that milk on the ground? Well, once it's on the ground, it's a klisheni. Now, you have to know, the sheet of the Mechaber and Ramah is that a klisheni does not aser. Okay, in Simen Kuf Hei, the Mechaber Ramah hold that a klisheni doesn't aser. The Taz argued, and the Taz and Mashal hold the klisheni does aser. We all know we're machmer on a klisheni. Some sefer says the minig is it's hot, we're machmer even more than a klisheni, certainly a klisheni. So, we're going now with the Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber Ramah hold that a klisheni itself doesn't aser. So the milk, when it spills, you have a pot of milk, and it tilted and it spilled out onto the floor. So now, the floor is a klisheni. The milk is not in the klirishin anymore. Vehemidu olav kedei rachama. And placed onto it was a hot pot, meaning a klirishin. So what should be the din now? So now, Mechaber is a simple case. The milk has a din as if it's cold. The kedera is a klirishin that you're putting on top of it. Tatoi gova. We say that it's only mavliya kedei klipa. So that's what it says. If what spilled out is no longer near the fire, or the fire would still be heating it up, then then the milk that spilled is only a klisheni. The pot, which is a klirishin that was put onto it, is us. The beleak tzas. It's beleak de klipa. The tafshel mutter, the tatoi gavar. And the tafshel is mutter because tatoi gavar, because it only goes kedei klipa. And the keli is kedei klipa, is the klipa of the contents. So l'chayr, it's a very simple din. I have what's halachically called cold milk, even though it's pretty hot, it's from a klirishin, but since it's in a klirishin, since it's on the ground, it's a klisheni, so therefore it's not bilaya, and therefore the keli, which I put on top of it, is only bilaya kedei klipa, and since it's only bilaya kedei klipa, the keli is aser, and the contents of the keli are mutter. So that's the first din, and it's a relatively simple din.
And again, you have to pour it out right away. What do you have to do with the contents?
The contents? No, you can just pick it up. But, I don't know why you would have to pour it out right away. It's in a keli, which is also, but
it's not going to be nivlah.
You can't. Yeah.
This would have to be talking about when there's a lot filled before you put the pot on. It's actually something that you can see, not if it's absorbed.
It's absorbed in the ground, then obviously there's nothing to. Well, I should say there's nothing to acid. It would be a little bit on the surface that would acid. I don't know how you would measure it. But if it's totally absorbed, then there's nothing to talk about. But if there's a lot of it absorbed into the ground, you would have to try to calculate how much there is above the ground. It would be hard to calculate. The keli would certainly need to be kashered, no matter how much milk there is. Even if one spot is belaya milk, you have to kasher the keli.
It has to be ban above the ground.
It has to be ban above the ground, yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the ground itself is a hefsik between the two.
Well, this can be quite now, you know, counter. You have milk on the counter, and you're taking a fridge of pot off the stove. You throw on the counter, not on the milk. Isn't this the din?
So this would be the same din on the counter. Yeah. It doesn't have to be on the ground.
Yeah.
The same din on the counter. If it spills out onto the counter, and you put a And you put a fleishig apart. Good. It could happen even on the stove. If somebody has a stove and he has a pot of meat cooking, a pot of milk, and the milk spills. Now, the milk has to be far away from its origin feet not to still be a cleavation from that.
What is the age?
Because if it's hot, then it goes bakulai into the second. If the milk spills in a way that the milk is a cleavation, then it's go bakulai.
If it's room temperature, is it the same then? It says here it was nishba from where?
It was nishba from a cleavation.
Why have you from a cleavation?
Even from a cleavation.
Oh, even
we're saying even, it will be totally cold, it will be pashit.
That's what
I'm even as nishba from a cleavation, once it falls on the ground or on the counter, on any surface that's cold, it becomes a klisheini. And then when you put the hot pot on top of it, so it's only Balayakadek Klippa. Now that's a relatively simple din. I said there are three dinim in the Ramah. The first one is relatively simple. The only thing that's a little mysterious here is why the Taz doesn't argue. The Taz holds the Klisheini is Mafluruma, is Balayabakulai. So the Taz, as a matter of fact, if you look at Taz Chafhei, the Taz brings ten kasa bagar sharei dura b'shem Aram u'b'sevehet the klal amid alef kasa b'zev b'shem Arimi Paris the tzarach samach b'masha oimdim mashiyesh chalav ben tachas hakedera. You need 60. You have to estimate how much milk is there, and you need 60 against that. So he seems to say you need 60 in the whole pot because of marshal perikin anosha similar cheshlo nirolei psakse. That's not going to answer the top pot. The whole I have a klisheini. It's only a klisheini, so therefore it only goes kidei klipa. Because of sheish l'chalek, echashakdei rei medes eitzala eish. If what spilled the steel near the fire, shechay meisha b'kdei remasiach atachdei meliskarer, that the heat doesn't let the spill cool off, then b'lei ashapir. Then it goes b'kulai v'chein nireka adkan l'shayna. So what he's saying makes a lot of sense. It fits with the Mechaber that the spill has to be far enough away from the fire that the fire doesn't maintain the din kli rishon on it.
He's saying it's because it's cooled off. That's why he's not arguing. Because once it fell on the ground and it's far from the
cooled
fire,
it's cooled off, and therefore it's not a problem. Now the question is that in Simen Kuf Hey, the Taz Paskin, the Klisheini, is Mevashel. And he brought up Hashem the Marshal. And he gets a Taz and a Marshal, and they're saying, no, it's a klisheini, and therefore it doesn't go Bakula, it only goes Kadeh Kalipa. So what's the difference?
But he says here, because here it's Miskara, here it's cooled off more.
But is it Yatzila Despa? It's not Yatzila Despa. If it's not Yatzila Despa, it doesn't matter where it came from, it's Pashit. Muhammad says that, the Ramah says, to have a klisheini.
Right,
so it's a klisheini. Why didn't why don't the Taz and Marshal argue and say, what do you mean? I hold the klisheini is worse. That's the only horror really on the first part, and that the Chavis Das has. And Chavis Das is Chav Beis. It's a three long Chavis Das. He just says, the Das Hadas, Simon Kofes of Cotton Dalid. The Philip klisheini, she had to let us by Iser, Lachinami Yasser. Lachari, it should also be Yasser. Kozma, she had to let us by. So you have to understand this teretz, I have to just introduce you to another phrase. It's cooking, that's called bishul. There's mavliya, a bliya goes into something. There's an expression, maflir u mavliya ka'achas. Maflir u mavliya ka'achas means that the heat has the power to cause a bliya to travel twice. Maflit, to go, let's see, out of one thing into another thing. Umavliya, and then from item number two into item number three, to travel twice. For a bliya to travel two times, that's called maflit or mavliya ka'achas, that the Taz is maida b'feirish and kofei, that it's not maflit or mavliya ka'achas. So that any bliya in the klisheini travels only one step and not a second step, which means I have cold milk, let's say, and I take a hot kli rishon, I put it onto it. We say the bliya goes into the pot. Now, I'll ask you a kasha. Once it goes into the pot, the pot's a kli rishon, why does it go from the pot into the contents of the pot? It's a kli rishon, it should go from the pot into the contents. The teretz is that the tatoi gavar only allows to be maflit oy mavliya. Not maflit or mavliya. The bliya can't travel two times from that type of heat, from the heat which is in the eloi. The same thing with a klisheni. When we say here, milk spilled, and someone put a hot pot onto the milk. Now, if that pot of milk is a klisheni, it's like the mechaber and ramah, it's considered cold. A klisheni is cold. Like the taz, it's considered hot, but a klisheni is not more than an iri of a klirishon. A klisheni is only maflit oy mavliya. It's not maflit umavliya. It can go into the kli. But the bliya which now went into the kli can't go from the kli into the contents of the pot. It's not maflit umavliya. And therefore, in this case, even like us, like the Ramah, this is an easy Ramah. So at the bottom is a klisheni, which is cold, and you put a pot, it only goes into the kli, not into the contents. That was easy. But even the didan, that we passed in that a klisheni does give taste, it only will give taste into a food or into a keli. But not into a food and then to travel into a keli, or into a keli and then to travel into the food. It'll only travel one time when it travels with the heat of a klisheni or a niriklimishin. It only is maflit oy mavliya, not maflit umavliya.
And what's the case in Kofei?
This is the Chavis Das explanation. So Kofei is talking beferish. If you look there in Kofei, the Taz says that it's maflit or it's mavliya, but it's not maflit umavliya. That's his lashon there. He says, L'psach halacha, Nihi de klisheni einem avashel, Kofei dalid, tendetaz, Gam ein maflit umavliya ke'echad, it's not maflit umavliya ke'echad, but, Kogaini explains that concept, Aval, devar iser, shenafel klisheni shel heter, I heter le iser, shapet by layav iser. So it travels, the bliya could travel one transfer of bliya, and not more than one.
Okay.
It's a klirishon, but it's eloi. It's the top. It's being
right.
By layah from underneath.
Right.
And even a klirishon is not by layah from underneath more than kedei klipa. And the pot itself is the klipa.
In this case here, we're side by side. This is sefei. That's also.
That's a good question.
Okay.
Okay. So Shach, I'm going to ask why this is not called side by side.
We're going to
or a piece of tray falls in. And you want to pull it out. The question is it maflit or maflit? Is it maflit?
It's
going
to be maflit or maflit.
Focusing on the klisheni.
Right.
If the milk didn't even reach the counter or the floor, it's still in midair, and it meets a pot.
Okay.
From the bottom of the.
What
pot.
You're saying now.
The heat of the pot is
okay.
Is
okay. Like the point that we're going to discuss now in the second, which is the main part of this Ramah, is the question of an iroi shaloi nifsak hakiluach, which is what you're describing. Now, typically, a klisheni is not attached to the klirishon. What's a klisheni? You have a fire, you pick it off, you take it off the fire. There's no straight connection to the fire or to the klirishon. An iroi, as we've been discussing it, is not connected to the klirishon. It's spilled. Now it's on the counter. And you put something down onto the counter, or it's spritzed. The second piece of this Ramah, which is a true Trumas Hadesh and a Tshuva, talks about Iroi Shaloi Nifsak HaKiluach, which means a flow that's coming from a klirishon that is still connected to its original source. And the question of how to deal with that, should we say that if it's still connected to its original source, it still has the quality of the heat, Iroi Shaloi Nifsak HaKiluach, or not? Now, we all have this in our homes, because our sinks, with modern plumbing, this next piece of Ramah has become a tremendous focus of every tshuva sefer that talks about a sink. When you talk about washing dishes in a sink, and finding milchik and fleishik dishes in the same sink, and you used hot water. Well, what is that hot water? Is that hot water, well, it's an iroi if it hits it directly. If it doesn't hit it directly, if it falls into the sink, and the sink filled up, that is an iroi that spilled. L'chayr is what we just learned. The Kli Rishon is the boiler. The milk, or the water in this case, spilled onto your sink. And in the sink, you had milchik and fleishik and dishes. They have to realize...
It has to be hot only. That,
what?
Hot only, not if you had hot...
Yeah, we're talking hot only. That's an important thing. Ramesh has a tshuva that when you turn hot and cold water on together, it doesn't matter what the resulting temperature is. It does not have a din anymore of Iri Kli Rishon. Because just like we say Defanes Makaris, we say cold water is Makaris. So therefore, really in a home, a woman ideally should always use some cold water with the hot water. If you have cold water mixed with the hot water, then there's no issue. It's Iri Kli Sheini, because when the cold and hot mix, that turns it into Kli Sheini, and now it comes out of your pipes, and that's Iri Kli Sheini, there's no issue, just about no issue with it. I'm talking now...
What temperature are you talking about?
It's irrelevant what the temperature is.
Hot water?
Hot water. The resulting temperature could be 200 degrees.
I'm sorry?
The resulting temperature could be 200 degrees. It doesn't matter. It's still...
That's the Yatzeledes.
Well, it's 100 degrees.
Oh, if it's under Yatzeledes by, which is about 115, 120, around that area, if it's under Yatzeledes by, it's also no issue. There's also no issue. But we're talking now... For our discussion today, we're talking about pure hot water.
Right, hot water tanks go up to
100.
Okay.
So that's the
maximum
generally.
But that's generally Yatzeledes by when it comes down. Okay. So, so what we're going to learn now, we'll have to think about sinks after we learn it. Don't jump. We're going to learn now about the same issue. Something spills, but it's still connected to the Kli Rishon. Lo nifsak akiluach. Somebody spilled milk, let's say you have a container of hot milk, and it turns sideways, and it's spilling, and it's all flowing. The pot is still on the fire, still very hot, and to your horror, you watch it flow right into your auntie milchika counter, where your milchika dishes, you just washed all your milchika dishes, all your fleshika dishes, you just washed them, they're all sitting there, and there the milk goes, it's all connected to the original, pot. Now, if it's not connected, it's still going to ask the keli because we just said that... It's not going to... If it's not connected, what we just said is that the spill is a Kli Sheini. And it only asks if the other thing is a Kli Rishon. If the other thing is cold, the Mechaber Rabba said that it doesn't answer like the Mechaber Rabba. So, if you're going to go with the Mechaber... What?
Is it running on the sink?
No sinks. Now, counter. Counter. We're going to get back to the sink after. So it's running on the counter. It becomes a Kli Sheini. Becomes a Kli Sheini. According to the Mechaber Amar, it doesn't answer anything.
What when it's flowing and going, what's the toy gover? If it hits the pot, is it only if it's underneath?
So we're going to discuss that as well. If it's side by side, we're going to have that discussion here in the Shachan Tav. So we're discussing now this scenario. We have to bear in mind that Mechaber Amar holds that a Kli Sheini is not Mevashel, which means they're mekel. So if the Ramah is going to be machmir here, koshkein l'dinah, we're going to be machmir. Let's see what he says. Part number two of this Ramah, kiluach min akadei rei sachas. Two lines on the bottom. Kiluach min akadei rei sachas, shaholach al kadei rei tzainenes. Okay, that's our case. You wash your dishes, and they're sitting on the counter innocently, they're fleshing the dishes, and milk goes flowing down the counter from a Kli Rishon. If there's a break in the flow from the hot pack, kaidim shegi alatzainan, alatzainan, until it got to the cold, havanami to Kli Sheini. That's easy. Then that's simply a Kli Sheini. And even if you turn the page, just look at the top line of the Taz, he just explains. Zen nilayestaiti zenami dafka shein mokemahu reiseach. It means the place it flowed onto is a counter, which is not hot. Then you have to let this. The mikane, if it flowed onto the stovetop, which is hot, have a Kli Rishon. That's no shiloh. We're not talking where it flows on a hot surface, but where it flows onto a cold surface. Back to the Ramah. V'imloy nifsak, if the kiluach did not have a break, did not break, havi ki'iroi, that is not a Kli Sheini. It's iroi Kli Rishon. Then the keli becomes aser. In our case, the silverware or the dishes become aser. Because that, even like the mechaber, it's not Kli Sheini. It's Iri Kli Rishon. Now, what happens if there's food in it? Vatasha shabasecha shari, dein iroi oisa rakadei klipa. And what's in it is mutter, because it's still only an iroi, and iroi only asks kadei klipa. Avalama kadei rachama, if the other pot is hot, you have a hot meat pot on the counter, and the milk flows under it, bukli rishin, the koshket of its oimed etzel ha'esh, afila kiluach utsainein ha'kel oser, the tatoi govar, even if the flow is cold, it aser, the tatoi govar, v'havi kitsainein l'techam de kulay aser. Now here you're thinking,
again, what's this place? What's
okay, the third case is where the flow is cold, and the pot is hot. And there he's saying that when the flow is cold and the flow is cold and the pot is hot, right, it's going to answer the pot and the contents. Which l'chaira needs explanation. The pot is on top and the pot is on bottom.
The top is on top.
The pot, it's side by side.
Oh, because it's hitting it.
So let's deal with these second and third cases of the Trumas Hadeshin, and we'll discuss it and then we'll come to a maskana. So, again, the first case was easy. The first case, it was a iroi that was nifsak hakiluach, and that has a din of a klisheini, like the mechaber amot doesn't aser. It certainly doesn't aser cold things. In the second case, it's an iroi shaloi nifsak hakiluach, and we have here a chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshin, which is that it now could aser, and if the pot is hot, it'll aser b'kulay, but if the pot is cold, it'll aser with a din of iroi. There, the din of iroi, which is that it asers kedei klipa. Now, there's a problem with this yisoid of the Trumas Hadeshin, which I think we all understand is a svara, that if it's still connected, it has a din of connected. That appears to contradict a shach in Simen Tzadik Hei, Sifkat Yud Ches. Over there, we talk about an almost identical case of which is similar to the case of the sink. There, it's also a short shach. Shach quotes the Issa v'Heter, says the following: Ma'ara meklishal iser al klishal heter. The shach is Tzadik Hei Yud Ches. Somebody pours from kli shel iser al kli shel heter. Ein lasar, rak b'kli rishon tayeh. Sorry. Ein lasar, rak hakli shabo kiluach ha'iroi olav. What's the case here? A person pours from a kli iser onto a kli heter.
The rishon?
What? A kli rishon shel iser onto a kli heter. Ein lasar, rak hakli shabo kiluach ha'iroi olav. Now this means, it's similar to a sink. Except that the case here is that what you're pouring is hot. You pour, imagine you have a sink, and but there's no spout. We're talking now 100 years ago. There's no running water. So you have a sink full of dirty dishes, and you tell your child to heat up some water on the fireplace and bring it and pour it onto these kalim. So the child heats up the water and is pouring it onto the kalim. They say, 1 minute, the pot you used is a treif pot. And it's a ben yaymai. And the water is now treif. And you're pouring treif onto all of this. So the shach says, ein lasa rak hakli shabo kiluach ha'iroi olav. Whatever the iroi hit first is aser. But then whatever it ran along your whole sink or basin, the rest of it, it doesn't aser. The only thing that's aser is what the iroi hit first, and not what the iroi hit later. Now, if it piled up, we can argue about the case, but let's first say that it didn't pile up. The chayra would be the same if it piled up in the language. What we're saying now is the iroi can only aser the first thing it hits, which would be sensible. Iroi only can ate clear, only where it hits. If it only where it hits, so that's all it asers. But 1 minute. The Trumas Hadeshin just told us here that a iroi shaloi nifsak hakiluach, that as long as the flow is still continuing, wherever it runs, it still has the din of iroi klirishin. Even if it runs along the sink, along the basin, along the counter, it doesn't cool off because it's still connected to where it's being poured from. So, frek the prima gadim the chavis das, it's a stira between that shach yud ches, that shach who says when you're pouring from a hot pot, it only asks the place it hits and nothing more. And this Trumas Hadeshin in the Ramah, which the Shach does not argue with, which says that when you're pouring, as long as it's all connected, wherever it goes, it's called the reclamation. It's a stira. He says that when you're pouring from a kliyasar onto heter, you only ask for the space it hits. But he should say that it's only the space it hits if you stop right away. Normally, when you pour something and it continues pouring, wherever it goes, it should ask.
But isn't that a secondary now, bouncing off of that kaolin and hitting the other kaolin
afterwards? Here, I mean, no, this thing.
Well, over there.
Yeah.
Over there, it's more of a secondary
thing. It's the other kaolin.
So this is the steer of the Chavis Das. Now this steer is very negat to us. Why? Because this is a sink. Now we're running hot water out of the spout. If you say like the pashas of that shach, you look in your sink, you find you have a milk and knife mixed with everything. Now, if you know you put the milchke knife under the hot water, it's not a problem, because then it was milchik, it wasn't fleishik. The only way it could aser is if it touched fleishik, and the blia went from the fleishik to the milchik, which means that it's in the sink, mixed with maybe dirt from fleishik emil, and leftovers from your cholent. Now, if you say, like the Trumas Hadeshen, it's a problem, because the hot water comes in, and that hot water is now an iru wherever it travels, and it's going to ask this milchik spoon, kidei klipa. It's going to go into that klipa, into my milchik spoon, which is in the sink, if you say like this Trumas Hadeshen, like this Rabbah. If you say like that Shach, what are the odds, statistically, what are the odds that the kiluach, that Shach says, where it hits first, it asks. What are the odds that where it hit first, it touched my milchik knife and fleishiks at the same schmitz, at the same flow. It's minimal. Minimal odds that could have happened. So now it's a tremendous nafkamina between that shach and this Trumas Hadeshen. And that shach, but yeah, you have no problem. The truth is, a dishwasher, if you hold that a dishwasher is a yirui, there are rabbanim who disagree with it, but if you hold that a dishwasher is considered a yirui, it's the same thing. The odds of a spritz hitting in the same, within the width of a kedei klipa, the melchik keli you put in, and fleishiks, not only is minimal, sometimes you stack the kelim more than a kedei klipa away from each other. So really, the spritz could not have caused the blia to go from one to the other. Now, if you hold that when the spritz runs, if it's not nifsak hakiluach, I never looked at a dishwasher while it was running, but I assume the spritz is continuous. Now, if it's all continuous and it's all connected, again, I don't know what it looks like inside, but then, according to Trumas Hadeshen, wherever it goes, it will be a continuous flow of Isser, or Fleishiks to Milachiks, and Milachiks to Fleishiks. So there's a tremendous nafkamina between this Trumas Hadeshen's Chumra and that Shach's Kula. And this is the issue.
In a dishwasher, it's not more than 1 kiloch. I mean, it's like the shower.
So shower many, but it's still not more than a eureclamation. Right?
You have 2 areas, or 10 areas, or 100.
You can have 100 areas, but each place it only gets a spritz, and that spritz has to touch the two. And get a spritz, again a spritz, again a spritz. So,
are you saying that for Jamaica or for Chumrah?
You're saying for Chumrah it's many spritzes.
No.
What's the difference?
There's a shita which we don't paskin like that. Kama iruyim is gahelach bakulai. There's such a shita that if you keep on doing many iruyim, it goes bakulai. What?
You were saying that before, it's unlikely that one iruyim would hit two at the same time. But why do you need two at the same time? So that the
least travel.
I see what you say.
So if I have two eoi, one here, one there, and they come out at the same time. Like
but if they, when they come together, it's not the first hit. It's cold, halachically. It's only halachically hot the first place it hits.
Same thing with one eoi that aims.
Same thing one eoi.
Because it has to go in.
The only way would be if the eoi, is an inch wide, and it hits half an inch of meat and half an inch of milky kakeli, that's the only way it could answer. The eerie itself, I don't mean the traveling of the eerie, but the eerie itself.
Each eerie is separate.
The water is passed, and it's hitting one milkshake and one fleshshake. So two steps have to be. One, it has to be polite.
They have to be next to each other, too.
From each other, and then they have to mix.
Okay, you're saying is correct. Okay, one second.
It's an indirect mixing anyway.
Okay, I think what you mean to say, and that's what Yossi was saying before, the Chavis Das in his Teretz says the fire. I should mention, in his Kasha, he brings that shach as an Issa v'heter. He says, if you look in this Issa v'heter, he also says, v'gabi hilcha Shabbos, that, and again, we're going into Shittas that a Kli Sheni doesn't cook. He's saying that on Shabbos, you shouldn't pour from your Kli Rishon onto a piece of raw vegetable. Rather, pour onto the plate next to the vegetable, and it'll fill up the plate. It'll hit the vegetable. Moshe asked it before, what happens if it fills up? This is about this only when it fills up. You have a bowl of soup, and you want to put in a, let's say, a piece of bread. Let's say, yesh bishalach rafia, croutons. You want to put in croutons. So this event that says, don't pour straight onto the croutons. I'm not talking now with a ladle. I'm talking from the klirishon. If you pour straight onto it, it's going to cook it. It says, pour next to it. It's on the plate. But the croutons are one side of the plate. Pour onto the other side of the plate. Or if it's a bowl, pour it onto the side of the bowl, and it'll run down, and that's not a problem anymore, because the eroi is only where it hits.
Without a hefsik.
That's what says this avatar. And that's without a hefsik. You're filling up a thing of soup, and they're telling you, pour it onto the side, and it'll run down. Or you want a cup of tea, and you don't want to pour directly onto the tea, so pour it onto the side of the glass. The first spritz should hit the side of the glass, and it'll run down. It won't be a problem. So, again, the Chavis Das says, that's a steer to this Trumas Hadeshen. This Trumas Hadeshen says that as long as it's connected, it doesn't matter where it travels. As long as the Eroi, the Kiluach is connected, it's all considered part of the Kli Rishon. So it's a stira from the Shabbos, from that Chavis Das, from that Shach, to this Trumas Hadeshen. What? Oh, I didn't say the Teretz yet. We asked the stira. Okay, it's not a machloik. I say it's a machloik. I'm saying it's a stira because we pass like both. So, to answer, there's a chiddush of the Chavis Das, and then the Igros Moshe extends that chiddush. The chiddush of the Chavis Das is something almost identical to what I mentioned earlier. Let me just be magdim the way the Chavis Das says in a very nice way. He says there's a concept in a klisheni that the walls of the klisheni, the fanais mekarerais, the fanais cool the water when it comes in. And that the Trumas Hadeshen says nothing doing. If it's a straight flow, we don't say the fanais mekarerais. And therefore, what you pour in is maflet. It gives a blia. Here in the case of the milk that ran down your countertop, it's maflet because it's still an eerie Kli Rishon. It's not a klisheni yet. It's maflet as it flows, no matter how much it flows, it's maflet. Zakta Chavis Das, but there's a concept of defanis mechamamais. In a Kli Rishon, the walls help the cooking of a Kli Rishon. In order to achieve bishul, let's say in Hilchos Shabbos, to achieve bishul, you need the fanes mechamamais. You need that it should be a Kli Rishon, that the walls should still be mechamim. Without that, an eroi is only kedei klipa. Zok the Chavis Das. It's not a steirah. Here, we're talking about to be maflet, or to be mavliya, for a bliya to travel once. That this heat should cause a bliya to travel once, that it can do, it can cause a bliya to travel one time. However, to cause a bliya to transfer, to go out of one thing into another thing, kolshkein, to cook, that the Trumas Hadeshen never said his chiddush. Trumas Hadeshen's chiddush is limited to just being maflit or just being mavliya, and I'll explain. In our case, the Iroi is itself the Isser. The Iroi is the Isser. It's milk or treifus that's flowing down your counter, and it's hitting something. Now, all it needs is to transfer its own blia, its ben, into something else. It transfers ben into something else. That is the chiddush of the Chuvah Sedeshin. Ein lanu bai el chidushai, that when it's Isser that's traveling, that it could give a taste. Now, what are the other two cases? Start from the easier one. The Hilchus Shabbos case. The Hilchus Shabbos case, you have to cook the croutons. You have to cook the vegetable. In order to cook, you need a kli rishon defanes mechamemais. You need that it should be able to cook it. That it can't. Shmuel Sadeshi never said that if it's connected to its original source, it can cook the second thing. That we never said. And it can't cook. Now, that's the easier one. The Shach himself, Zokt the Chavis Das, the Shach himself is talking about what case? You're pouring water. The water itself is be'etzem heter. It's water. It's not milk. It's water. The case there has to be that the heat of the water causes a blia, which came from the previous keli, to now go into the next keli. It's not the be'en of what you're pouring that's going into the next keli. It's a blia of what you're pouring to go into the next keli. The Shach is saying that that doesn't happen. The chumrah of this Chumas Hadeshin is severely limited. It's limited only to be'en of Isser, or milk, which is Isser l'gabi meat. Be'en that's coming with the kiluach, with the irish l'nisak ha-kiluach. That's the whole extent of the chumrah of this Chumas Hadeshin. If what's pouring has a blia, it takes more kayach to give a blia than to give be'en. That the Chumas Hadeshin's chiddush was never said, that the pouring, as it runs along a counter, could cause a blia to go into something else. This is the Chavis Das's teretz. Now, I hope I'm being clear. What I'm basically saying is that ein lachabai ela chidushei. We have the Chumas Hadeshin's chiddush that a continuous flow doesn't cool, and it's still considered an iroi even after it hits one thing, it goes to the next thing. We're saying that's limited to a chumrah where the flow itself is a be'en of Isser. Any other case where the flow is not a be'en of Isser, it doesn't cause a transfer. It doesn't cause a blia that came from the keli to go into another keli, that it doesn't do. Which means, in our language, that a sink is never a problem. Because what flows out of a sink is water, which is heter. And that water which flows out of the sink now, it's actually even better than the case of the Shach. The case of the Shach, the water at least had a blia from before. Here, the water is coming down, and in order to asa with the Chumas Hadeshin's Chumrah, that it fills up, it has to be maflid umavliya. It has to take a blia out of a fleshing of keli and put it into the milchika spoon, which is mixed with the fleshing of kalim. To be maflid umavliya, that it doesn't have the kayach to do. That's the yisoid of this Chavis Das, which is a heta for our sinks, which is Ramashin, is tshuva in Anaf Beis, where he deals with it. The tshuva is in Chelik Aleph of Yeridaya, tshuva Mem Beis. And Anaf Beis, he brings the stira between the Shach and this, the Chavis Das is Teretz. And he says, interesting, he says that the Chavis Das, Teretz, you can't learn into the Lashon of Chumas Hadeshin. It doesn't fit. But nevertheless, it's Emes LaHalacha. It's Emes Ladina, the Chilik, and the whole Chumrah of this Chumas Hadeshin's Chumrah, which is in Yeshiva, it's a known Chumrah. This Ramah is known, we always remembered it, that it's the Ramah that flows from one page to the next, right? It talks about milk flowing from one to the next. You can't do it to do Shulchan Aruch. But whenever we looked for it, we didn't remember where it was, we always looked for a Ramah that flowed from one to the next, that this flow, the Ramah's Chumrah, that a flow, as the sink fills up, it's all Iroi Klirishin, is only if the Iroi itself is a Klirishin, and Shalom al Yisrael. And we're in good shape with the sinks. Now why do I say that Ramosha has to add a second finish? Because Ramosha has to add a Knej to this. Till now, we weren't talking about Be'en. We were talking about Kalim. What happens if I pour water and there's a milchika spoon and a piece of chalent meat. It's sitting on the milchika spoon. and it's in this Trumas Hadeshen Zeroi. It's in this filled up sink of hot water which is still flowing. Are we going to say the Chavis Das is Chiddish even by a Bliyo which comes from food? A Bliyo that comes from food is more Ben, it's more really there. Are we going to say it by a Bliyo that comes from food as well? Or maybe the Chavis Das only said it by a Bliyo that comes from Kalim. And for that, Rav Moshe has an Arichus to show that the Chavis Das is his site is true also from Simit Tzadikei, from a Ramah and Tzadikei, which we're going to get to, that the true that the Kula is true even when you have food and a Keli. Which means that taking the Chavis Das is Kula, Rav Moshe is Kula, a sin can never answer anything where the flow is heter, really can't answer, as long as it's only an area of a Klirishin, and nothing more, as long as what's coming out is water, then there's zero problem, except I still have to point out that if you know for sure the flow directly, like a 1-inch flow directly, hit the meat and the milk, the spoon, in the same flow, that's no shayla, that's mamashir inclination, that hit it, it goes to their klipa. But stamazoi, you don't have to be chayshish for that, and the assumption is that whatever's in the sink,
but the water is melted from both.
Now,
the water comes. The water has.
The water itself. It's interesting. The water itself will be melted from both. The water itself will be treif. But the bliya that it, the water got, it can't transfer elsewhere.
But that's again we're saying if it's all 100% hot. Cause
this is all the worst case scenario. It's 100%
hot and cold.
And so Shaul is asking, good, how are you going to explain this to a lady in the house? You'll tell the water is treif, it's basa b'chalav, but the spoons and the pats are all kosher. You have to explain to her that an iri can't be machir of liya. A bliya can't travel twice. You say, why not? You say, well, you can't tell. You look at a bliya, it can only travel once, you can't travel twice. And this is, you know, if you try to work with Blias with logic, it's very, very difficult. You have to work with a Kabbalah of Chazal. We have a Kabbalah that it's only Mafid or Mavliya. It's not Mafid or Mavliya. The Blia will travel once and not travel twice. Now, what we do, Halacha L'maaseh, I think most Rabbanim, if someone says that they found a Keli in the Fleishika sink and they washed it, we tell them to put it aside for 24 hours. As a Chumrah, as a way to lay the Binyayim, it's not a Hefzid. Wait, it should be an Ibn Yaimai, and it'll be a little better. It'll change to a Bokula to the status. But more than that, is not an issue.
So turning on the faucet, pure hot water.
1 second, what? That's only?
Pure hot water.
I'm talking worst case scenario. Pure hot water is just cold mixed with the hot, everything is muted.
So turning on the hot water in the sink is not equivalent to turning on the fire under the pot.
As far as
Eroi and Tavishan, yeah?
It doesn't give heat. It only gives whatever it has.
Whatever Eroi comes. Okay.
If you pour hot chicken soup
from a Klirishan into a sink, and the milk, if they're milk, it's true. And this wouldn't apply if you poured your hot chicken soup into the sink, and you found there was a machlokes spool there. That would be mamish the case of the Trumas Hadeshen. That would be a problem. That would be exactly the case. That would be chalav abasa, and that would be issur itself. Now, one of the difficult shalos is a dishwasher. As you're all aware, we treat dishwashers as fleishiks or milachiks, treif or non-treif. And it's halacha psuka b'klal Yisrael. It's one of the areas where a Moshe's psak sort of carried the day, and it's already by everyone shogur b'pi hakoil that you can't use a treif for dishwasher for sure, and you can't use milchiks for fleishiks for milchiks, and that's halacha l'maisa. Not so pashit. The dishwasher, based on what we're saying now, should not be a problem, because what's going to happen if what's spritzing is kosher water? It's good water. And you take a dishwasher, it's clean, there's no ban of fleishiks there, there's no ban of milchiks there, there's no even a tray for dishwasher, there's no ban of tray, there's a clean dishwasher. And you're putting it in, so what are you worried about? You don't even need Ramesh's finish, just the Chavis Das himself is saying that there's no problem with a dishwasher. Now, add to that the fact that dishwasher, all right, in the first cycle does not have soap, but there are cycles that do have soap, and add to it, other issues about whether our kelim, our dishes are beleya because they're glazed. Yeah, once you have tzirufim, really there's a very strong basis to be more makel by dishwashers. Now, one of the reasons that an argument to be machmir is that most of our home dishwashers have a heating element in it, and the heating element is on the bottom of the dishwasher, and the water that falls to the bottom gets reheated and spritzes up back up through the piping in the dishwasher. It was an argument, and I don't know, I've never seen the inside of a dishwasher while it's working. There's an argument that it becomes malei zeya, and therefore that's the last piece of this Ramah. We have a pot that's full of zeya is like it's malei mayim, and therefore that should be something that asks. Now it's an interesting argument. However, it's not negeya to the dishwashers that they have in the hotels. I don't know if you've ever seen a commercial dishwasher. In the commercial dishwashers, it's basically a conveyor. I'm talking about this type. That's a conveyor. And it goes into a small sort of a tent, and it washes. It was very hot water, but the zeya has room to go out on the sides. You have a rule: zeya doesn't go back down if it can go sideways. And I don't know if you could say it's mole zeya like a closed pot. We're going to have soon a closed pot has to be closed tightly. If it's open, we don't consider it mole zeya. And the commercial dishwashers, therefore, are more of an issue of a tzadheter. The minig in Hechsherim, I think in all Hechsherim, I shouldn't say all because I don't know all, is to allow a caterer who goes to a hotel, a trefa hotel, and it's a big job. He schleps everything. He schleps all the kalim and all the food, and he doesn't cook there. He just keeps it warm there. And there, afterwards, he has to bring back all the dirty kalim. When you see them collecting the dishes and putting them into basins, I mean, those dishes go back dirty to the commissary for where it came. The custom is to allow them to wash the glasses or glass dishes in the commercial dishwasher. Because of the fact that a dishwasher is highly questionable if it's mafra mavliya iser, and glass maker adin is not bileya. Glass maker adin is not bileya. And certainly drinking glasses, which are later used cold, they're not even used by the customer hat. So the custom is to allow it to be used in the dishwasher because of this chavis das, because of this chiddush that the truma sadesh and tzchuma, the idea of the iwi, can never aser if the iwi is not itself, doesn't itself have some type of iser in it. So this is the basic idea. What?
The racks
are treif, but the racks will not aser the dish because of the fact that it's only an iwi kli rishon, and like I said, the odds of the iwi hitting the rack and the dish at the spot it's touching is minimal. It's usually not in the big hotels.
No, home. Talk about it. In the home.
In the home, yeah. But that's the most hotels, you go to a chasna, everything's ben yaima. The only place I know that it's any ben yaima is by what?
I think business is slow now. Even the hotels.
Business is slow, maybe.
I heard.
But with that good a convention, when they rent a hotel, they pay for an extra 24 hours of closing the kitchen. So they tape up the kitchen, or at least the parts that they're using, so that's an Eneben Yaimai. By the time they kasher it, the kashering is better as Mikradin, and everything's Eneben Yaimai. There can't be a problem with the Eved. On Shabbos, someone puts something in the wrong oven or something, it can never be a problem because it's Eneben Yaimai. But it's different when you're renting something for a weekend, you're paying a lot of money, and to add to it, this is doable. And especially what they do is they probably start the 24 hours after dinner one night at 10 p.m. And the next night already, they're working there, and then it takes time to kasher anyway, so that's how they do it. And the last piece of this Ramah, Tipa Nefelas Agabi Kisa Kedera, the last three lines, a drip of milk, let's say, that spills on the top of a Kedera, Dinai Kenufla Agabi Kedera Negeraitis. I mentioned this last week from the Gilyam Rashah, it's here in the Ramah, that if you have a cover on a cooking pot, a pot fills with zeya, and something that hits the pot cover, dina kenefelas agabi kedera negeraitiv, considers that it hit opposite the right. Who Shehisla Kadeh la Harsiach, that the Kadeira started to boil. Da oz oila hazeya tamid, it's a constant flow of steam. Umagia al kisoy viyared misham al raitiv. The steam hits the cover, and the bliya goes back down into the raitiv, and since it goes up, it hits the cover and goes back into the raitiv, therefore it could ask. So here we have for the first time, we have it again soon, the idea of zeya, which is a very important thing in the halacha lemaisa of the kitchen, that steam that's contained, we only see steam that's contained, is goes up, goes back down, and bli is transferred through zeya. The Gilyam Rasha adds, very importantly, that this whole idea of the cover is, oh, where's the Gilyam Rasha?
It's on the bottom of the
shade. Oh yeah, tipa they fell as a gabi kisei kadera, the third line, fourth line. V'dafka shulei nishbara hakisei. This is all if the kisei has no crack in it, it's not broken. V'gamu neches yafal hakadera. It's also sitting well on the pat. If it's sitting at a slight tilt, it's different. You might say slight tilt, a little opening. Why is that different? Well, if you ever cook spaghetti, and I don't know why, when you cook spaghetti, it causes a foam to rise and it bubbles out. And you all know if you tilt the cover, then it doesn't happen. It gets enough air that it doesn't happen. So even a little tilt allows the steam to escape. And there, it doesn't answer. So, okay, we basically have learned this. There's one more issue which we have not touched on, and that is the question of a flow that hits a pot on the side, how we judge that. So I guess we're going to leave that for next week. Maybe it's Hashem, just remind me before I start Sivchas to come back to one more point in Savi Pes Sivchas.